Hi everybody, welcome to Hafed's Coffee Break. Once more, on this episode, we will talk about social medias with my sidekick, Victor. How are you, Victor?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm all good, thank you. And let me present you the coffee of the day. My coffee of the day is espresso from Starbucks. You know, the cups that I have from...
Your fancy cup?
That sounds weird. Yeah, but it's a special cup.
I don't drink it every day,
but you know, I take it with my espresso. And today I said, you know what, I need the energy. I want it to kick in and have the taste, so I'm taking it black. It's delicious. So now that we're off with my coffee, I don't present you like what Victor is drinking because he's basically drinking water, so it's okay. No judgment.
Well, it's actually filtered water from your filter, right? What's it called?
Nothing fancy. Brita.
That's pretty fancy to me. Brita? Wow.
Anyways, you know, you're just making that up. Nah, it's fine. It's okay. I mean, like, it's not that fancy.
Comment down below if it's fancy.
If it's fancy for you drinking out of Brita water, comment in the social media. That's fine. But that's not the topic of the day. Today, we'll talk about social medias, right? And before we start, I polled my audience, Victor.
Really? Okay?
And 100%. Told me that social medias will never replace the social aspect of in life, you know, like one-on-one or relationships. So this is pretty nice to hear, right? I feel reassured to see that people don't feel that social medias are going to substitute, in a way, relationships, right? So, but I don't want to talk just about relationships and social medias. I really want to go a bit more like global, or more like I want to touch every aspect as much as I can. And I don't know if you're going to agree with me, and I hope you will, but at the same time, this is what this podcast is all about. I have an opinion, you have opinions, Victor has his own too. Mm-hmm. And it's all about sharing what we think, right? And we can share anecdotes or things that we... And I'm not, like, aiming at anyone, okay? So if you are one of those people in my social medias, like, don't feel that I'm judging you or addressing you. No, it's not like that, okay? I like you all. If not, you wouldn't be in my social medias. So, yes, I would block...
For the people who are not in social medias, then...
Ask questions. No, it's not true.
No, that's exactly what you say.
So... What I'm saying is this. So I want to talk, and I hope I'm not going to like make somebody feel bad out there. You have your opinion and it's fine, and I want to hear about it. So in the social medias, you can also like comment or tell me what you guys think, and I will read your comments, and I want you to participate too in the stories and everything that we will be talking about, because I want to bring that up during our conversations, right? So I want to talk about first that on how I use my social medias, right? There was a time that I was really, we can say, hooked. Not addicted, because I could live without it, but I was hooked. I was always like checking like reactions or what people were doing, you know, just like posting stuff, funny stuff, or things that I was like, oh, this is interesting. I like this perspective, and hoping that somebody else would like it too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's how I saw social medias, you know? Like, I'm going to share my perspective of things. It could be, like, a picture or having a great time and just, like, sharing it and say, like, I'm having a great time and you can see the people that I was with and it's fine, you know? But at a certain point, I really felt that it was almost like I had to do something like that. You know what I mean? It's not that I felt that I was doing it for myself, but I was doing it to please someone. Okay? I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to say what or when. But I just want to say that. At a certain point, I was feeling the obligation to be like...
Really?
I'm going to post something just for this person not to feel bad. Or I'm just going to react to this because... If I don't, this person is going to take it personally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, example, okay? I don't know. Somebody likes something that I posted. I feel that I have to check if the person posted something lately just to give back a like, you know, or a follow. If somebody follows me, that's what I used
follow
to do.
Follow for follow, like for like.
Yeah, exactly. It was almost like, you know what? Okay, I'm gonna help you with this too. You know, you're helping me with a follow. You're helping me with a like. I'm gonna go and like a picture. And that's when I realized that, okay, maybe I'm taking it wrong here, and I should just reevaluate what I'm doing with my social medias and mm-hmm. where I want to take it with, you know, like take them. At what point do I stop? You know, because if I do that with everybody at a certain point, like it doesn't make sense anymore, right? Yeah. So I said, like, you know what? I have to reevaluate and just post things that I do for myself, you know? And I see it more now like an album. And that's my perspective, 2020, right now, mid-August, saying, like, this is my perspective on social media, right? So it's more like an album, thinking I can go back and show you, oh, yeah, great memories. This time I did this and, you know, and something that is meaningful to me, mm-hmm. not to other people. And maybe I was wrong before, you know, and I'm pretty sure I was on how I was pushing my I don't know, my feeds, right, on my pages. And then I said, like, no, I have to do it for myself, right, and just enjoy what I do, and that's it. If I like to take 1,000 pictures of coffee, well, that's what I'm going to do, you know. And if you don't like it, well, just don't like it, you know. But that it's kind of weird, you know, because yeah. I know that there are people out there that really values a like.
Yeah.
Or a little heart or a reaction somehow. And I didn't want to become one like that, you know. And I'm not judging depending like these it. People, right. I'm just saying that I just didn't want to do things to please other people. I'm not going to take a sunset photo because
everybody
does it. I'm just going to do it because I really enjoy the sky. You know, it's like, wow, that's beautiful, and I want to share it. But I don't care if you like it or not.
Yeah.
You know, I can post something right now and I'm not going to care. I'm not going to look at it and I'm not going to be like, oh, or somebody's going to tell me, hey, you got so many likes on this photo or whatever. That's really cool, you know? And I'm like, okay, cool. And then I go see and I'm like, oh, really? Like, people like this stuff, you know, mm-hmm. which is nice. But at the same time, I'm not like pushing towards that. I'm not, if we can say it, I started to see it more like of seeking attention perspective. And I'm not saying that everybody who does that is doing that. Some do, but that's not what I wanted to do. And that's when I said I have to draw a line here and say, like, I don't have to continue this on this path, right? So once I figured out all that, I said, like, okay, now I have to post things for myself. So that's what I do with my with everything. Even this podcast, I said, I want to do it for myself, and somebody out there might like it, and somebody out there might feel related to what I'm saying.
Somebody out there might sponsor this one day.
One day, I don't know, maybe... Like we said, McDonald's or
McDonald's
or
Burger King,
or I don't know,
another chain,
like yeah. Starbucks or whatever, you know. One day, maybe. I don't know, maybe. So, guys, click, follow,
share,
comment. You know everything we're talking about.
Send this to everyone.
Support. Show me support. I'm not seeking love. I'm just seeking support. You know, it's different.
Monetary wise.
I want to live out of this. No, but you know what I mean? And I know that's the goal of some people too.
Yeah.
Live out of social medias or podcasts, vlogging, and that's another world completely, yeah. right? But social medias are, if we can say it, the perfect way to promote those things, right?
Mm.
However, I feel that sometimes people don't want to be the first one to like, ooh. And it's kind of weird. I feel, and
that's me.
Tell me if I'm wrong. I feel that out there, and don't get offended, please, but I feel that out there, there's a lot of bandwagons, okay? And I'm going to explain myself. What do I mean by that? Bandwagons is when there's a team winning, right? And they're winning the cup or whatever. And then you just want to celebrate with the people. And you're like, yeah, that was my team. And actually you never followed them, right? Yeah. And then you just start getting gear, saying like, yeah, yeah, that's my team, that's my team. That's a bandwagon to me, right? Tell me if I'm wrong, but that's what my definition of a bandwagon. Somebody that jumps in like with everybody's success, yeah, right? So that's how I feel sometimes. I feel that people like and share stuff once it's already popular.
Yeah.
They don't want to be the first ones, right? And it's kind of weird because there are people who do want to be the first ones, saying like, I was there since day one.
Nah.
But there are most people are more likely to like and follow when there's a lot of people following and liking.
I'd say like between like normal person to normal, like in social media, right? I'm not going to be the first person. Like you posted it and I see 58 seconds he posted it. Like, well, you're going to have to wait an hour. Cause I'm not going to be the first who's going to like that.
Because there are like non-written rule that we impose ourselves, right? Yeah. Because it has to happen to me. And I'm like, oh no, this person is going to think that I'm stalking
that's the one thing
that like, person. And I was like, that's not it. You know, I was just scrolling the stories and then you put yours and it went back to the first one and now I saw your story and it's been like 2 seconds that you posted.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I'm going to see it and if I like it, I'm just going to like it. I'm just going to make a put a reaction.
No, I do a mental note like that. I'm not going to be the first one who does it.
And there's people like that. And it's funny because it doesn't change the fact that you saw it.
Right? Yeah.
But you're like, I'm not going to react now. I'm just going to react after. Right? Yeah. And it's fine too. And I know there are people like that too. However, I'm just saying that what I do, it's like, I don't care if it's been like 2 minutes that you posted something. And I'm just scrolling. And it happens to me that I'm just opening the app. And I'm, oh, I like your photo. And I'm just going to keep on scrolling. You know, but I feel that there's a message that is sent, just like you said, right? Like it's going to be taken like, this person is stalking me. I don't want to be the first one. Like, but at a certain point, someone will do it, right?
And that person's weird.
And that person is going to consider. And that person is me, people. So don't judge me for this.
No, it's okay.
But you know what I mean? I'm not going to be checking all the time, like, oh, what did Victor post it? And I'm going to be like, I'm going to be the first one to do it. And I know a couple of friends that's their fun, to be like, oh, I liked it first. And like, okay, whatever. You know, and it's fine. But I feel that social medias comes with social morals, if we can say, or like social values, or rules that are non-written rules, but can be taking a lot of space or a lot of place in how we interact with each other, right? And it's kind of weird, and at the same time...
Let me give you an example, right? Yeah. Let's say a group picture, right? And you're tagged in it. Are you obligated at that point to like that because you're tagged in it? Or do you feel like... I was there. He knows I like that photo.
Yeah. Well, if I'm tagged in the photo, I don't feel the need to like it because I was there, you know? Yeah. However, I know that people, a lot of people that I know would feel the obligation to like it or reshare it, you know? Or even, okay, that has happened and I'm not going to like, I don't know if I'm going to say it, okay? But I don't want people like in my family or friends or whatever to be like, oh, he's talking about me. You know, I'm not judging, okay? But example, the same example, we're taking a group photo, right? Like we're 6, 7, mm-hmm. whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, oh, okay, yeah, send me the photo. Everybody sends each other the photo, right? Everybody has the photo. Who has the right to post it?
You asking me who's there?
Yeah. And everybody out there, have you ever faced this, like this situation? Everybody has the photo. Who has the rights to post the photo?
And my answer would be, I don't care. But if you need an answer, it would be the person who took the picture.
Okay, so the person who
asked to like, oh, let's take a group photo. Okay, let's do it. Okay, I'm going to post it because I'm the one who asked to take the picture.
Okay, next question. Now, we took the photo. Right. This person has the bragging rights because he has the original photo.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Does this person have to ask everybody in the group if it's okay to post this photo of them in his social medias?
I feel all parties need to see the picture NBA agree, like, oh, yeah, we all look good. We all, like, nobody's eyes are closed, like, halfway open. Yeah. Somebody's yawning, right?
Yeah.
I think there should be a little bit of a consensus to, like, okay, yeah, let's post. You can post it. We all look good. We all look fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a photo taken of you and then you see it on social media and you were like, wait a minute, I never said yes to this photo to be on social media.
No.
No?
Because I was always been good to be like, did you take a picture of me? Yeah, let me see it.
Yeah, let me see it first.
I don't want that. And it's like, no, I don't want that to be. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, okay, cool. But you have to say it, right? But
oh, yeah, yeah.
There are some people that are shy.
I'm on that. Yeah. Like, let's say back in high school, going around with people, right? People are smoking blunts around me. And they take a picture and they see me. It's like,
you were one of them?
Yeah, I was like, nope, that could be taken out of context. Don't put me in that.
Yeah.
And that's how it would be for me.
No, and it's fine. And I have the same position on that. Yeah, I have the same opinion with you. And but what I'm saying is this. I feel there are things that people take as, I don't know, like, no, I took the photo. I have a right to post it, right?
Nah.
Or they're just going to be like, oh, whatever. If you don't like it, well, you're going to tell me. But the thing is already online. And even if you tell it, like, oh, why did you take that picture? I don't like, oh, I don't look good on this. Yeah. And the person just laughs. Like, it has happened to me and my wife. And I've known and I've seen. And I'm like, what? Like, how come you just post that photo even if we tell you, like, we don't look good on it, you know?
I feel like it's just polite to ask, like, can I post this picture? You're in it.
Yeah.
Look at it. You think it's cool? No, okay. What about this picture? Yeah, it's fine. Okay.
Or if not, let's take another one, you know?
Yeah.
But sometime, like, what I've seen is that, oh, it's too late to retake the picture, so they're just going to post whatever they have. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's not how it works, right? But that's me, and that's how you're saying. Like, that's what I think, that people should ask everybody before saying, like, okay, this is it. This is the photo that we're going to use. Like, everybody has to be, like, agreeing.
Yeah,
like, everybody has to be, like, okay with us putting that photo there.
It's the same thing as saying, like, oh, yeah, we're going to take a trip. Everybody goes to a trip, but you're invited as well, but you never knew you were invited.
Yeah.
It's like, where are you? I was like, what do you mean? We're going on a trip, remember? I was like, you didn't ask me. I didn't say yes to this. And all of a sudden, you're into a trip that you didn't want to go to since the beginning because you didn't know about it.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's kind of the same. But it's crazy because people think, like, nah, it's just a photo. Who cares? Like, or, you know, and I feel, well, at least on this, we're agreeing. And I hope that people outside that everybody that is going to be hearing this, next time you take a picture with me, like, please ask me if it's okay to, or my wife, or Victor, you know?
Me it's more like,
just ask politely, is it okay for me to put it on
social media? If you take a picture of me and I know what it looks like, or I know what context we're in, I'm like, yeah, sure, take it. You can post it. I don't really care. But if we're doing something like, nah, this is more for us, like we're doing something else or we're doing something more personal.
No.
Then I'm like, okay, maybe not post it, maybe post it. We'll see. No. Depends on the situation. It always depends on the situation. Right?
All right. Okay, cool. So the photos, it's done. Like, okay, guys, so please, like, try to be polite.
Yeah, if you see me out there, don't just come up to me. That's weird.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. You know, you're not that famous, Victor. But if ever we get there, like, we're going to address this and ask people, like, can I take a picture? No, and that's another thing,
Say $5.
And I know, like, public figures, right? Like, and when you take pictures with them and you can see, like, their eyes are twitching or I don't know.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's kind of weird. And then you post the photo. It's like, I feel sometimes it's bad for the person. It doesn't look good. And I've had, like, pictures taken with players, like football players or whatever, you know, and hockey players. And there are photos that I don't post because I feel bad for the person. I'm like, I don't want to, like, I don't want him to become a meme, you know, like, because of me.
Yeah.
You know? But anyways, I feel that there's a big responsibility on what you post, even worse if you involve other people.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to enter with, like, when I'm going to have my son, like, I don't want people posting photos of my son without my permission, right?
Oh, yeah,
but anyways, that's another topic. Social medias, like, for underage kids, I feel it's not safe first. And I don't think it's a good idea for them to be there. They could be there with the parents if the parents allow it, but that's another issue.
Yeah, we're talking about privacy at that point.
Yeah, but still, it's on social medias. And like, until what age would you let your kid have social media? And it's crazy because you see that it's really dangerous for underage people. And when I talk about underage, it's like 12 years old, like up to 18, 20, you know? Like, I feel like it can be really something that can affect the mental.
Yeah, I guess nowadays, yes. Back, and it's crazy. Back when I was 12, 13, and Facebook was coming around, we just saw it as like a messaging app.
Yeah.
Then later on, it became like, oh, yeah, you post pictures because you want to look good, this and that. Yeah. If you're not into this picture, then you're excluded from the group.
Yeah, exactly. But that came, so there's that another came message
yeah.
coming with the social media, like you're part of the group or not, or you're going to be bullied on social media. You're going to be like, I don't know, like there are sexual predators out there, like trying to see like young girls or young boys. And it's kind of like there's a big problem outside because it's hard to control all that. And they get to these people, but not all of them. And that's a big issue on social media, right? Because you have people sharing stuff that can be a bit like too much, if we can say it like that, you know, like too much or kind of an oversharer. Like they're sharing their personal stuff, like we mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
But also like when you're 13, 12 years old, well, what is too much? What is... Like, and that's when the line has to be drawn, and that's what I think, right? Like, you have to be careful with how you use it, and I think that at a certain age, you don't have, like, the capacity to understand, like, how big of an impact your picture can have. Like, it's going on the internet, and you don't know who's going to see it, you don't know who's going to share it, who's going to take it, and it's lost. Like, even if you remove it, somebody could have taken a screenshot, and they have the photo on their phone or whatever, and they can reuse it as they wish. I've seen so many people get new accounts, if we can say it like that, but it's like based on photos that other people were using. Like they were creating example. They take pictures of me from my profile and then they recreate a fake profile and they just try to pass as if it were me. You know,
this happened to you?
It hasn't happened to me. At least not yet, but I've seen like people around me having that problem. And they're like, don't add this person. It's not me.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
like,
that.
Like, don't add this person. And you can see clearly, like, it's the same photo. And it's kind of weird. And it's like, why would someone do that? Mm-hmm. But they have an agenda behind that. They're just thinking maybe steal money from you. Like, oh, can you meet me at this place? And then you wait for somebody, but then you get, like, jumped. You know, I don't know. You have to be really careful and confirm if you can, like, face to face, like on FaceTime, see the person if it's really that person that you trust. Like there are so many things that we can talk about, like safety, and I think it's really important for us to be aware of all that, right? But coming back to our well, we were on our topic, right? But I just want to elaborate a bit more on how we use social medias and how even like, and I want to put it out there like this, and I'm not judging like churches, okay, that are using it, but it's never going to replace the church's job until a certain point, right? You can send your message, you can preach, you can do your service out there, but it's never going to be a 100% substitution of what the church is meant to be, right? And I want to just elaborate a bit more on this because we've seen like a huge wave of churches, right? Like taking over social medias.
Elevation Worship.
Yeah, you have so many churches, like, and it's fine. I mean, we're using what we have in order to bring the message and take the message like never before, right? Mm-hmm. And it's fine. However, what I'm talking is really like ministry-wise, like what we have to do as a church or even as a friend, what are we doing to make that relationships live, right? And we cannot just wait for social media to take over and us taking that feeling or having that feeling saying like, you know what, I feel that my duty is done, completed with that person because I sent him a message or I FaceTimed that person or just like video called that person, right? And that's what I mean. That sometimes we feel that, oh, I send the person this message or, well, if he needs, he knows I'm here, right? And we have that mentality. And I feel that so many people on social medias are thinking that way. Well, I'm available. I'm there. If you need me, well, reach me, right? But I feel that we have to be the one reaching sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can feel like desperate. And that's kind of what we were saying, right? Saying like sometimes we have non-written rules on how to behave on social medias.
Yeah.
And sometimes we are afraid of being judged. Like, what is he going to think? Oh, I feel like, I don't know, I'm going to look discouraged. I'm going to look like whatever, you know. But I think that there are ways to use those social medias in a way that we can like take the best out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like saying, you know what, you want to have a good relationship? Well, you can text that person every day and talk or whatever, you know, and just be there for the person. But show that person that you're there for them before expecting them to be more like, oh, well, they're going to reach me if they need me, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird because even when you send invites, right, you're like, oh, I'm starting this. Like, I need your support. You can see some people like waiting, like you said, because you don't want to be the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, we'll see how it goes and if it gets popular. Or we'll see if that person is like constant, right?
Yep.
And it's fine. And I mean like, okay, it's fine. Like, it's your judgment. It's your social media. You do whatever you want. And I feel that sometimes people expect, but you're my friend on Facebook. You're supposed to share this, or this has to be something important for you too. Or if I post something, okay, I feel that some people, and we saw this with the Black movement, Black Lives Matter movement that happened recently. I felt that some people felt or concerned about the topic and they shared, and it's fine. But there's the other side of this topic that got like a bit out of hand. What I'm saying is this. Example, I have friends that didn't share one thing about Black Lives Matter, right? But it doesn't mean, and I know them personally, mm-hmm. and it doesn't mean that they didn't care about Black Lives, you know? And I know that for some people, even like for, we saw it with like celebrities, right?
Yeah, with like, J. Cole.
Come on, with, like
what? With, like, J. Cole is a rapper, for most people know. He was attacked. Well, not attacked. He was criticized by another female rapper that said that a lot of people weren't giving their opinions or saying what they have to be like be saying because they were a big influence in the Black community.
Mm-hmm.
But he. If you see the photos and stuff, he's just out there. He's in the crowd with pitchforks and whatever, yeah. and waving signs and everything. He was there with the people, right? Same thing with Chappelle. He says the people doesn't. They don't. The streets don't need his voice because it's already they're already talking.
Yeah,
but some people see, like, the celebrity status, and they need to see that that person is also doing something because then they say, okay, yeah, he's part of the movement. He's good. He does this, and the person who doesn't, or the celebrity that doesn't, is against the whole thing, which is I see it as wrong because you don't know what that maybe that person's actually has been doing. Like community service has been actually for the Black Lives Movement before this thing whole thing happened,
yeah.
Right before the everything all around the world, mm-hmm. because the Black Lives Movement has always been a thing. It's always been out there.
People can donate. That it. Came out just now. Yeah.
People could have been donating for this. Yeah, people could have been protesting, but because everybody has the time and there's nothing else to do, a lot more people could have done it, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is the problem with social media. If one person doesn't do it. Oh, he's bad. He's a racist. He does this. He does that, right? And if you don't do it as like a normal person, then it's like, oh, he doesn't care. Or he doesn't see the news or blah, blah, blah. A lot of things could like happen, but it doesn't really mean that that's the reason, right?
Yeah, because, and that's what I was saying. I'm not a celebrity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that some celebrities, they have to say something to please the people, right? Yeah. But that doesn't mean that that person is a good person. That's what I think, right? And I'm judging anyone, like, addressing stuff and saying, like, it doesn't mean that that person is good. And I feel people need validation in that perspective, saying, like, oh, this person was loud about this topic or this issue, right? But it doesn't mean that person really believes it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you get me on this. Because I feel that on social medias, we project something or part of who we are, but it's always the good side, right? It's like, yeah, a photo. You try to put the best side. You will, like, oh, I'm not going to take a picture of me just like that. You know, I have to prepare, whatever. Yeah, like, and I'm just saying that for everyday people, right? But imagine that, but when you're a celebrity and when you say something has a bigger impact. Why? Because you have an audience, right? You have people who follows you. You have that responsibility of what you are, whatever you're going to say is going to be heard, is going to be seen by other people. And you have a big responsibility on this, right? However, I don't think that everybody has to say what they think on every topic. Example, politics, like politics, right? I don't know. Sometimes I feel that people are expecting celebrities to get involved on this. Like, it's like, no, you don't need to. You're a celebrity because you're, I don't know, a comedy guy or you're an actor. Like, why should I, trust the judgment of an actor or a celebrity on those kind of things, right? If it doesn't go with my values, example. And that's just for that, right? However, I feel that a lot of people need to see that on other people to know what to believe or make an image of that person. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, we create a personality for others to see it. And I'm pretty sure, like, celebrities, it's not how they are. Even though they say, like, oh, I'm genuine, like, you can see this is the real me or the real Hafet. Imagine, like, if I get there one day.
I'll call you out.
Yeah, the real Hafet. Because, like, there are so many Hafets and I want to be the one, you know.
The real one. The real Hafet one.
Yeah, exactly, you know. So, eventually, I don't know. But imagine I get to that point, right? Mm-hmm. I know for sure that I have to be careful with what I say because I could lose my career. We've seen that, like, with even Kevin Hart losing an opportunity to host the Oscars, right? Yep. For something he said years ago, right? Mm-hmm. However, it's crazy when we think about it. Everything we say or do can be, like, recorded and it's going to be it could have an impact in a bigger dimension, right? But that doesn't mean that I have a responsibility that's what I think, to be informed on every level. And my opinion should only be taken as an opinion. Mm-hmm. One more in every other aspect, right? Like, and I'm not saying that, Hafet should talk about Black Lives Matter. Of course, that's a topic that interests me because it's an issue that it goes against, discrimination and everything goes against my values. And it's not just against Black people. It's against so many other things that happen in life. But the Black Lives Matter, it's something that has to be addressed. Everybody has been vocal about it, and I think we have to talk about it eventually. However, I'm not going to jump into the wave saying, like, oh, this is what is selling, and I'm going to start my podcast on this and try to
capitalize
on that, because that's not what I think I should be doing, and that's not how I want this to start, you know? But that's my perspective, right? And I feel that some people are checking and always looking for validation and making that perspective on the other people. And it's crazy because they're going to be the same people following them, supporting them until a certain moment when this person falls off the pedestal. What do I mean? Oh, sexual harassment. Oh, I don't know. Public issues, right? Like, when everything starts to fall apart, they're going to be the first one to judge, right? So that's when I have to be a bit cautious on how I want everything to go, you know? Mm. I'm not looking to be, like, popular. I just want to share what I have, like, in my head or in my as values and just share it with you guys. And I'm not saying that I don't care what you guys think. I'm just saying, like, you know what? If it's something constructive, I'm going to take it and I want to be better for you guys because I feel a responsibility to be prepared somehow to be here and just like provide you maybe entertainment for some and maybe advice for others, you know, and I'm never going to try to give you advice in order for you to be hurt or to feel bad or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. And that's my goal, right? Just to be there and talk about whatever topic I feel at heart, right? Or you guys feel at heart. And I will never come here like saying like, oh, you guys should vote for this person or this person. No, no, no. That's not who I am. I'm going to tell you what I think. I can talk about Donald Trump. I can talk about like, whoa. And I can talk about the actions that this person does, right? But I don't expect you to be always agreeing with what I'm doing or what I'm saying, right? And I'm not saying that I'm not going to be vocal on some issues. Mm. But I'm going to be vocal on some issues because they are like important to me. And I'm not saying that if I don't, they're not important to me. And that's kind of what we believe, right? Because even in Spanish, we have this say, right? Like, el que calla otorga. If you don't talk, it's like you're agreeing with whatever's happening. And I feel that this is a wrong statement because sometimes I can feel like I don't need to say anything. Like everything that's going on, it's already talking as loud or even louder than whatever I can say mm-hmm. on my little podcast. You know what I mean? I can talk about it eventually, but do I really need to do this now? I don't think so. We have to talk about it for sure. It's something out there. We have to address it. It's something that's not going to change from one day to the other, but little steps are going to get us there. And that's mm-hmm. what I believe. And we have to get those little steps, right? Bring the conversation, try to talk and try to do that. And like this, we can just be more opened up. I agree with that. But it doesn't mean that the people that think whatever, and I'm not talking about Black Lives Matter issue right now. I'm just talking about issues in general, right? Because there's this perspective of an ideal, if we can say a utopian world that everybody has. And your utopian world can be different as in my perspective, you know? And that's what I think, even with social medias. Like, why am I, or what am I supposed to share on my social media is up to me. And I'm not going to impose that to you. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel that we have to address these social media's aspect, right? And I know we went to these topics or issues, but it's related to social medias because people are always judging and saying, like, you're not talking about this or that, so that means you don't care about it. No, it doesn't mean that. If you want to know if the person cares about it, just ask the person. The person can tell you on one-on-one. It doesn't have to be on social media. That's what I think. It doesn't have to be all the time out there in the public. And maybe like people around that person know that this issue is something at heart. Maybe, I don't know, that person gave millions to those causes or issues, right? You know? Mm-hmm. And it's not because we don't talk about it that we don't care about it. And there are so many things that we have to talk about that I feel that we just don't have enough time to talk about. Mm-hmm. Because I can take so many issues. Like, we can talk about like the African continent and all the issues over there, right? We can talk about poverty. We can talk about so many things. Like, but we don't, because what? We live in our society.
Yeah, like, I'm not well informed enough.
And we're not well informed.
Yeah.
Or we're like, you know what? But there are issues happening and we have to be informed. We have to talk about those issues. And I'm not saying that one is more important than the other. Don't get me wrong with this. I'm just saying that it doesn't mean that if we don't talk about it, that we don't care about it. Mm-hmm. And that's my whole point. I don't want to create something, a stigma around it, or saying like, no, don't talk about it. Or I don't know. I don't want people to think either that, oh, Hafez is thinking that he doesn't care. Oh, he's saying that he doesn't care. It's not that. I care about so many issues, and I'm just like, I don't have enough time to tell you, like, okay, I care about this, 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 and that. I have a life too that mm-hmm. I have to live. I have a family to feed. I have a relationship with my family to keep on building. And I'm not saying that because I'm putting my family in a certain spot in my life as an important part of my life that I don't care about everybody else. And that's what I think that the misconceptions that social medias can feed, they're feeding the wrong thing if you're not like using them correctly, right? So you know what I mean, and it's kind of hard to talk about all this because people are gonna agree, disagree, whatever, and it's fine. And it's all about respect, saying, okay, I understand your point. If there's something, guys, that you want me to talk about, I'm more than happy to do my research and talk about it. If it's a topic that you have at heart, I'm going to address it and we're going to talk about it. I have no problem with that. But I'm just saying that sometimes social medias can be cruel and not just like as itself, right? Mm-hmm. Because I feel it's people that look for trouble. There's always people hiding behind the screen, trying to
trolls.
To provoke, yeah, the trolls. Right? Trolls, and you have people like that, and if there's something that I want you to take out of this conversation is that social medias, yes, it could be useful, but I don't want you guys to worry about like how do I look, what mm-hmm. am I? The question that I'm gonna ask you is, why are you posting what you're posting? If you have a goal that is gonna be just like for your own good, if we can say it like that, if you're having this kind of agenda saying like I want to have likes, I want people to react, or I just want to share that my day was awesome today and I'm really happy about it and I'm not gonna be looking at my screen all the time, like, okay, do it if you do it for yourself. Never do something just to please somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because that goes with everything in life. It's not just about social medias at this point. Like, what do you do in life for you? Saying like, okay, I'm going to do this because I enjoy it. Are you going to eat something just to please somebody? And even if you don't like that thing that you're eating, well, maybe if you're in love, right? You're like, oh, this is the favorite place. Let's go eat from now and then, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at a certain point, you don't have to be doing that for people that you barely know. Right, and that's the main issue in social medias. You have that feeling that you know the people, but at the same time, you don't know them. You have the feeling that you know what they're doing because you see their photos, their pictures, their stories, videos, whatever, TikToks, whatever they're doing, and you feel connected to that person. And I don't know if you guys have ever felt that way.
Well, a lot of celebrities feel that way. The people think they know them just because they follow them and see their videos and whatever, especially like YouTubers. They feel like there's always the YouTubers are like, yeah, people stalk me, people do this, people talk to me like they know me, like we're friends. But I'm like any other person. I don't know you. I'm not gonna be your friend just because you follow me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot of weird things, like Twitch streamers, especially for girls, right? Mm-hmm. who Twitch or who stream.
Yeah.
They get so many people DMing them and blah, 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 talking to them, like if they're friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you see them in real life, you're a stranger to them.
Of course.
You don't know who they are.
Yeah.
You only see the videos, the pictures, the streams, but you don't really know how the person is. Yeah. And that person doesn't know you, and he's not going to treat you
the
way you think you want to be treated, like a friend, because he doesn't know you.
That's
how it is.
And it's weird because we have that feeling because we see the person often, right? Like you said, in vlogs or whatever, or photos or stories, and you're like, oh, I know what he's doing. I know this person. But when you see that person, you feel connected to that person, but it's kind of one-way connection, right?
Yeah.
Because you're the one seeing them, but they're not the one seeing you. And that's the whole point that I was saying at the beginning, saying like, you know what? When you like something that I posted, like, I felt at a certain point that I had to go and see if I could like something on your feed just to make you feel good. Even though maybe you don't even care. But that's what I felt at a certain point, saying, you know what? I have to reciprocate. what the person did to me, mm-hmm. you know? Or and it's kind of weird. And I'm not saying that I'm a celebrity, at least not now, again, mm-hmm. right? But I've had people like that saying like, oh, yeah, you're funny, because at work I Snapchat and I send some things and, oh, yeah, that was really funny. And they feel like they're friends with me. And at a certain point, I feel it's like, well, it's based on just a little
interaction,
right? One-way interaction. Mm-hmm. And it's fun because, like, we're coworkers, and, again, we talked about relationships, right? Mm-hmm. But I want to say that sometimes it could pass this line, right, of and social media has blurred this line.
If you want to know about that line, go listen to our other podcasts.
Yeah, you can talk about friendships and everything. Like, listen the previous podcast, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But what I say is, like, social media has blurred this friendship line or this relationship line, and that's what I feel, that it's not, and I believe it's never ever gonna be the same as a one-to-one interaction. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that if we keep on going this way, like we are using social media to substitute this, we're just going to find more lonely people having mental issues. Yeah. And we will have like bullies, and we will have people struggling with so many things. That we've seen all this happening, right? And a career can be destroyed just by social medias. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy the impact that it can have. And we're talking about people like celebrities or people, and if they are not ready to face the music, if we can say it like that, or face or manage the whole thing, it can have repercussions, yeah, like, mentally, and even like just like in how you're going to keep on going with your career, right?
There was a girl in the last Star Wars movie, 7th, I think, that she was just part of the movie. Yeah, she was part of the movie for a little bit. But people didn't like her character, didn't do this, didn't like anything that happened.
Yeah.
And she got destroyed on social media, bullied everywhere she went. People were like, oh, the movie sucks because of you, blah, 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 this, that. And she got really bullied, and she got really depressed after a while.
Of
and
course.
It's crazy how much a couple of people on social media who like don't show their faces, just say whatever they want because they feel safe behind a screen, can really destroy somebody's like self-esteem. And she felt really bad. She felt like, no, I killed Star Wars, blah, blah, blah. She didn't, though. The movie, this wasn't great. But
It wasn't that bad. Yeah.
And, yeah, so...
But that's her opinion.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, it's my opinion. You can know that you're opinion, I don't care. But, yeah, it's just weird how social media can just destroy somebody's, like, image. And she never intended to do this thing or to like be the things that people say that she was, but that's just how people feel, like they're entitled to say whatever they want on social media because they feel safe behind a screen, because they can't reciprocate. And people also have lost how to be like a normal person now, because they just feel like I can say whatever I want on social media.
And that's my freedom, right? Because we take it to that point, saying like, oh, I have the right to say whatever I want. It's my social media. If you don't like it, just like unfollow me. But when it gets to that point that so many people get under your skin, because that's what happens. And honestly, like if you have like, I don't know, too many followers or like, and you really read every single one of them, you'll see that there's a lot of people negative, and they're not going to give you feedback, a constructive feedback, right? Mm-hmm. Or like great comments. And it's fine. I understand that. However, don't be mean. Don't be rude. What are you going to change? Like, the movie is already done. Okay. The actress, well, okay, she did what she was asked to do, basically. She didn't write the script.
Nope.
She didn't do it. She had a job. Play this role, right? Mm-hmm. And we take it as an insult sometimes, like, oh, you destroyed this or whatever.
Yeah, people say, you destroyed my child. It's like, it's dude, like, if no, you're 15, you're still watching this? And, okay.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? And sometimes I feel that we take on our own the liberty to say, like, or the freedom to say things that can be hurtful and just destroy somebody for no reason. And that's the whole thing about it. And I feel that social media just expanded the way to to send those negative feedback. And sadly, as humans, we will always remember the bad things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's going to be, like, you can have, like, 10 positive comments, but maybe 2 that are bad, and 2 of them are going to be really sticking in your head and being like, you know what, this is destroying me. And we're talking about maybe 2 comments.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are people, there are bad people everywhere, guys, and be careful with this, because you have trolls, as we said, that their goal is really destroy you.
Yeah.
And just like, oh, it's funny to see that person, like, having issues or depressed, or, and it's crazy. And maybe it feels like maybe we are a bit innocent in that way, saying like, no, there's no people wanting me to be hurt. But yes, there is. I'm sorry to tell you guys, but there is bad people out there comparing themselves with you, trying to make you feel worse, because like, maybe they're not that good either.
Yeah.
And they just want to destroy somebody because they don't understand how this person got famous doing something. And then they're just jealous, and they just try to destroy their reputation. They just try to destroy saying mean things and get under your skin to see how you react.
And there's some people who are just really needy. There's a lot of stories of YouTubers, streamers, whatever. People, like, the streamer or the YouTuber will reply to the mean comment, and the person would just go, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't really mean that. I just wanted you to see my comment. I really like you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it's not genuine at all.
No, exactly.
And and the hate that they get and just to get attention, it always comes back to people who want attention will do whatever to get the attention. And it can go to destroying somebody, to minimizing somebody's efforts, stuff like that.
It's like kids, right? Like, sometimes kids want attention, and they're going to do bad stuff for you to give them attention. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's what I see in social media. Sometimes people just want to be rude, they want to be bad, and they just want you to reply to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing you can do is really just ignore it. And I know it's difficult, because I've seen it, and I was recording something for a school project, right? And they asked me to help them with a library thing, and I recorded something, and everybody was like, oh, cool, like, you did this, it was fun, and that's nice, and everything. But there was one comment saying like, oh, he made a bad connection in this word and his pronunciation. And I'm clearly Latino. I'm clearly, like, it's not my first language, French, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that comment, like, stuck in my head, like, for a while. And I was like, oh, my God, like, how can I do this? And I was so bad, and I was feeling, like, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, no, what is this? Like, that's her opinion, and I have to just, like, get over it and continue, you know? And maybe this is not even that mean. It's just, like, he made a wrong connection, and he said this word, and he sounds so immigrant. And I was like, wait, what?
Is that what she wrote?
Yeah, something like that. Like, I was like, okay,
I think that was mean.
And I was like, okay, you know, but I didn't want to take it, like, too personal. But I was like, you know what? It's me. That's how I speak. And that's what I said. Maybe I made a mistake. And I'm sorry, lady, if you ever made a mistake, it's fine. But we all make mistakes, right? And that's what I think. But we have to keep on going. And honestly, I think that social medias can be really useful. And I know we were talking about a lot of negativity, right,
mm-hmm.
on social media, but there are also better ways to connect with people long distance. Yeah. You have, like, you can talk with family, friends, and everything during... We saw it right now, right? It's never going to replace it, the real thing.
Yeah, social media will never... Yeah.
It's never going to replace the real interaction. However, it could give you a little bit of, a break from a real relationship, if we can say it like that, or a bridge of connection for when you're really going to be able to see those people, right?
Yeah. Well, I feel like the right term should be social media shouldn't replace actual human physical intimacy, like relationships, stuff like that. It mm-hmm. shouldn't be. It might one day.
Mm-hmm.
Looking how social media is now, it might one day, but it shouldn't. We shouldn't let it get to that point where the only way for people to talk to each other or have a genuine connection is social media, because at some point, like, you can't really find the intonation of the voice with a text, right? Because you can take one thing that's supposed to be a joke, but that person takes it as an insult. I feel like if you really want something to stick in as a relationship, friendship, whatever, you need that human interaction. You need to talk to the person, see them in the eyes, and tell them that you hate them. But as a
and it's gonna be difficult. How many people do you know, or how many people has come to you and say like, you suck, or I don't like you, you're really ugly, or whatever. Like, you know, and honestly, I think like it happens to me once.
Really?
Like somebody just like, I don't like you. And I was like, okay. I was like, and it wasn't in high school.
Like that? Like, I hate you. Okay.
I was like, okay. And I was a bit scared, honestly. I was like, why is that? Why don't you like me? But he was like, I don't care. You're Latino. And it was stupid, you know?
Whoa.
But at a certain point, I was like, okay. Like, what do you want me to do? You have the right not to like me, right?
Did you want me to change my
decision? I was like, dude, I cannot do anything. Like, okay. Like, let's not be friends, I guess, you know? But there are things that are so easy to do online that will never happen or rarely happen face-to-face. Of course, there are racist people. Of course, there are people mean that are going to do it. And this is not a challenge for people to be mean to one another. I'm just saying... Like, I'm just putting it out there. Guys, think about this. Like, how many people really told you they hated you versus how many people really told you that they liked you for some reason?
You know what, Fed?
Yeah.
I like you.
Thank you, Victor.
Yeah.
I like you too.
Thank you.
There's a moment here.
There's a genuine eye to eye, that connection we're talking about.
So, but you know what I mean? It's crazy, but you have to think about all those things when you read bad comments saying, you know what? Like, and it's not to say, like, oh, my family likes me. Like, okay, well, good for you. You have people that loves you, you know? And maybe there are people online, mean people. I would say remove them from your list or answer them and try to have a conversation with them to understand their perspective, but just as an opinion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you will see, like you said, like, sometimes they're just going to back off from their words, and they're going to be like, oh no, that's not what I meant, I'm sorry, like, I just wanted to have a conversation, I just wanted you to read it. And honestly, that's what I feel. Or there are people that are going to keep on trolling, right, saying like, oh yeah, no, you're ugly and whatever, huh? I don't like your face. It's like, okay, but you're giving me attention, so thank you for it, whatever, I don't care, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would answer it. Like, you took time to tell me that you don't like me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so somehow...
I'm in your mind. You're not in mine.
Exactly. Like, I can't care less, you know? And that's how we have to see it. Like, you know what? Focus on the positive. Focus on the people that likes you.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if there's a bad comment or a constructive comment sometimes, that you have, you know that the person doesn't have a bad intention, because that's what happens sometimes. The person doesn't have a bad intention, but it comes out really bad.
Yeah.
Right, and then you feel it, and then you take it like, oh, what is this? And you just take it bad, and you just like are gonna be hurt about it, right? But that's on face to face, of course. But the same can happen online when you read some stuff like that. So be aware, be careful. Don't take everything personal. Don't take everything. How can we say that? Like as
personal.
Personal, but not. Try not to take it as seriously or as a big of an impact in your life. If social medias are having that impact in your life, this is my way to tell you, like, reevaluate how you use your social media, mm-hmm. and how your kids are using social media, or your nephews or brothers, or if you see someone like that, bring up the conversation. Try to say like, hey, what do you think about that? Why do you post that? And not as a judgmental way, you know, just ask the person like, why did you post this photo? I don't know. I liked it. Or if the person doesn't know why, well, it could be a way for you to say like, hey, be careful with this. Or what is your goal with this? You know, and maybe the person doesn't even have a goal. And maybe you're the one who's going to bring it up and say like, hey, maybe I should rethink this and just be careful on how we address social medias and how we use them and try to make the best out of it, right? So that would be what I have to say on social media, at least for now, you know?
Mm.
Because I'm pretty sure I have so many more things to do.
Social media part two?
Oh, probably. And I promise you guys, there's a Black Lives Matter podcast topic coming up
one day
soon, okay? But I'm not saying the next one, but it's coming soon. So be stay tuned. And it's something that I have in mind and I wanted to talk about. But as I said, I didn't want to jump in the wave when it was like higher. I was like, no, we're going to have time to talk about it. And I want to hear what you guys think about it. And I know we bashed a lot on social medias, right? Mm-hmm. Or we talked about the negativity of it. And it's your right to say whatever you think, even about this podcast. And I'm telling you, I'm going to read every comment. If you want to do it privately, I have some people writing to me privately saying like, oh, I like it. Or you should talk about this, or people that want to be part of the podcast. And you guys are welcome to join. And we will see how we can make it work. Right. And but I want you to be free, feel free to comment and say, you know what, I liked it, I don't like it, I disagree with you, I think this part of the podcast or what you said, I don't agree completely. I want to know what you guys think. I want to hear about you. Don't be afraid of being the first one to like this podcast, this post or whatever, or share it. And it's not for me just to promote my podcast. I'm just how we can say, I'm just like pushing you to be yourselves. If you like something, like it. If you don't like something, well, just ignore it and it's fine. But try to help each other. If you have a friend or something that is doing something, try to be constructive with them, right? Supportive. Try to supportive and say, oh, you should try to do this. But never try to change the person to make you feel good. You know what I mean? Like, don't try to change someone to just
please to accommodate you.
Or accommodate your needs, right? Try to be like, oh, I like this, but I didn't like that, and it's fine. But never just to please your own needs, or because it's never gonna be, it's not gonna be possible to please everybody out there. And I know that, and I'm sorry for those who got offended by my opinions, right? And I hope it didn't. But it's all about that, having a great conversation around my cup of coffee. My cup of coffee, it's gone
yeah.
already, right? So, and it was really good. Was thank it? You,
okay.
You're Victor, welcome. For being with me again. It was really interesting, and I hope you guys found that too. Share, like, as I said, and comment, and I will subscribe, yeah. And I will be coming to you with another podcast in around 10 days. I have already something in mind, so stay tuned. Thank you for listening, and hasta la próxima.
Hasta la próxima.